Without further ado, let's talk to our rising star for this week. She is Hannah Steele, who just graduated from Liberty High School and a returning rising star because we first talked to Hannah a couple of years ago. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, and we're so sorry about the death of your friend. I know you and other Liberty High School students are really, really, really sad this morning, and our sympathy. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, you, when we first talked to you, Hannah, and it was back in the spring of 2016, you had just won the Grand Award in Physical Sciences at the Central Virginia Regional Science Fair, and you went on to represent Central Virginia at an international fair, International Science and Engineering Fair in Phoenix. And as I understand it, you were just getting ready to do that, and you did pretty well at that international event, didn't you?
Not actually the year in 10th grade, but I learned a lot,
okay.
And I was able to return in 11th grade, where I did actually win some awards.
There you
really
go.
Amazing.
It was the following year that you did so well, last year during your junior year, and now I just graduated from Liberty High School, and you are headed off to Yale University. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I was seeing that Yale has, what, about a 6 or 7% acceptance rate, so that's just terrific.
Well, thank you.
Talk about your love of science, technology, engineering, and math, and how all of this has been something that since you were a little girl, but talk about how you've developed that passion.
Well, I'd say a lot of it really does come from my parents. Both of them were engineers in college who made the transition to becoming teachers. Both of whom who teach some sort of science, technology, engineering, or math content every year. And I think having them around and just having them encourage me to think creatively and having me read books all the time just kind of spurred a natural love of inquiry and a lot of curiosity. And that just kind of grew as I took more classes into a love of science and creating and designing new things and technologies.
And you express it so well. In fact, you won an essay contest for high school junior and senior young women. Hundreds of women entered this essay contest, and you were the winner from the Western Virginia region. Just talking about your vision for a future STEM career, and that won you a trip to the governor's mansion back in April. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, being able to meet the governor was absolutely incredible. It wasn't something I'd ever really expected myself to do. And the fact that I was able to meet the governor and actually have a really phenomenal conversation with First Lady Nordstrom was really amazing. It was a phenomenal experience.
You have, I think this is the fourth year you're still doing it, your Go STEM camp. It's girls only.
Yes.
STEM summer camp for girls. Are you doing that this summer?
Yes, I've already run the sessions this summer, and we actually made a really cool change to the structure of the program. This year, we ran 2 weeks of camp, like I did the past year, but I actually separated the weeks by age. So I had girls who were elementary school age in the first week, and girls who were in middle school attend the second week of camp. So that way I could kind of make the activities more appropriate for the age level of each girl, which was a really cool thing that I think was received very well by campers and parents.
What kind of activities?
Well, we stuck to the same basic structure that we do every year, where in the morning the girls work on engineering projects, and then in the afternoon they rotate through stations, and then at the very end of the day the girls do a group project together. But with the older group, we took some of the activities from the younger group and ramped them up. So, for example, one of the afternoon group projects for the younger group was designing small boats, and then we went and raced them in a creek. The older group had to create boats that were large enough for one person to sit in and row and race down the creek with. So we just kind of took activities like that and amped them up. Some of the engineering projects were also a bit more appropriate for the middle school age level than for the elementary school age level. For example, we had two girls actually start designing a robotic hand. They didn't have quite enough time to finish during the week, but they made a lot of progress, and it's an activity that I wouldn't have necessarily wanted my younger girls to do. They got to do really incredible things, however, like create water filtering and reclamation systems.
Cool. Are we getting to the point now, Hannah, where I know we've been, you know, there's been this effort to encourage girls, especially young women, to go into these fields. Are we getting to a point now where it's not as remarkable anymore that women are entering these STEM fields?
Well, I would have to disagree. I think that there's still a very obvious difference in the amount of men and women in STEM fields. For example, when I was doing my college searching, one of the schools I looked at was Harvard. And if I'm remembering the statistics correctly, only about 30% of people in any of their STEM majors were female. And that's just that's an alarming difference. So I think that there is still absolutely a need for programs like Go STEM and for these pushes to include more women in STEM. Because as some girls at my camp can tell you, just by presenting girls with the opportunity to explore STEM in an environment that's risk-free and relaxed, they figure out how much they love the subjects that are involved in STEM. And they get a chance to explore it that they never would. And it ends up being something that they're interested in that they would end up taking classes in middle and high school.
Did I read, Hannah, that you want to work for SpaceX in the future?
That would be very nice, yes.
What would you do for them? An engineer for them to help send stuff into space?
Yeah, what I'd really like to do is work on developing sustainable systems and technology that can allow for long-term human existence off of the surface of our planet, and hopefully on the surface of another one.
So you're going to be working on that mission to Mars?
Crossing my fingers, I guess.
And then talk about what you'll be studying at Yale in the fall.
So I'm planning on studying mechanical engineering at Yale, although I'm planning on really exploring their core curriculum because I want to be 100% sure that mechanical engineering specifically is the STEM field that I'd like to go into. If I stick with mechanical engineering, I see myself going down a materials and nanomaterials track that they have provided there. And I'm just really excited to get up there and start taking classes.
Wow, we're excited for you. Hannah Steele just graduated from Liberty High School. She's a returning rising star for us, and we're just and she'll be headed off to Yale in the fall. We're so happy that you took a few moments to be with us, Hannah, this morning, and best of luck to you. We look forward to great things.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Hannah. Good luck. And also, we want to thank Gentry Lock Attorneys for sponsoring our Rising Star segment with offices in Lynchburg and Roanoke. Their attorneys and staff are committed to serving the needs of the clients and the communities in which they live. That's why Gentry Lock is so pleased to sponsor the Rising Star segment, because we get the future we work for. GentryLock.com, GENTRYLOCKE.com.